Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
An Anchorage, Alaska stagehopper was arrested by the Alaska Bureau of Investigation with the assistance of the Wasilla Police Department and the Kenai Police Department. 40-year-old Wasilla resident Garrett Willis was arrested on multiple domestic violence assault charges. On November 2nd, troopers were made aware of an alleged instance of domestic violence in the Wasilla area perpetrated by Willis, which occurred within the city of Wasilla, and the Wasilla Police Department opened an investigation, which found additional instances of domestic violence identified from 2018 through 2020, which occurred in the Matsu Valley and in Kenai against two additional victims. The Alaska State Troopers, with the assistance of the Kenai Police Department, investigated the new instances. Willis was arrested on November 15th without incident on two charges of second-degree domestic violence assault, three charges of third-degree domestic violence assault, and three charges of fourth-degree domestic violence assault. The investigation is still ongoing, and additional charges may be filed as the investigation continues. Colonel Brian Barlow, in a Monday press conference, said,
"And I want the public to know that we hold our troopers to an extremely high standard, and we will aggressively investigate any alleged criminal behavior and hold that employee accountable for their actions. Today is certainly an unfortunate day for the Alaska State Troopers, and I hope that the public knows Alaskans can continue to trust their Alaska State Troopers. There are literally hundreds of exemplary troopers out there every day, working day and night tirelessly to provide quality public safety services. Domestic violence is certainly a plague in our state, and unfortunately, it often goes unnoticed in the shadows of our communities. I'd like to acknowledge the victims in these cases for coming forward and making these actions known to law enforcement so that we can hold the perpetrator accountable."
He has been an Alaska State Trooper since 2003 and most recently worked on an Alaska-based federal task force in Anchorage. More details, RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities reported that on November 5th, they're going to begin the process to get a multi-purpose dock built in the borough of Skagway, as their existing infrastructure reportedly is aging and needs maintenance or complete replacement, according to a press release from the department. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata told Alaska's news source,
"This is a result of over 2.5 years of work to potentially build out some infrastructure on this, you know, significant portion of our waterfront, which in Skagway is quite limited.
The current dock needs replaced and it outgrew its usefulness. The tourism industry website Sea Trade Cruise Global lists Skagway as the world's 18th most visited cruise destination. And starting in 2023, Cremata said Skagway will be taking over a significant amount of waterfront from the current leaseholder. He wants a multi-use facility that would include more room for cruise ships, especially smaller ones, and those completed a full season this summer despite the COVID pandemic. He expresses concern that what could happen to them when more large cruise ships come to town.
We're all afraid of, especially what I'm afraid of, is that we get into the following years or the coming years and they get kind of pushed out. And so these smaller vendors don't have the space to be able to bring their vessels.
Space also would be set aside for the Alaska Marine Highway System ferries in order to fulfill the memorandum of understanding they have with Alaska. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.